Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me as we continue in a message I began Monday, Break Up Your Fallow Ground. And we looked at a couple of scriptures in Jeremiah as well as Hosea, where the Lord is instructing His people that if we would break up our fallow ground, or as one translation says, our hardened hearts, the Lord would rain righteousness upon us. And it's a very easy thing, even though we have committed our hearts to the Lord, we're saved, we're serving Him, but just the activities through the passage of time, that's why we constantly need to hear the Word of God, to reiterate, because we're forgetful creatures. We look in a mirror and then we kind of forget what we actually look like. There's a passage in the New Testament about that. And we need to look into the perfect law of liberty, because that is given to us for our edification, for our exhortation. And we are simply to be Christians, that, you know, that word, little Christ, we are to represent Christ, not that we are in any way comparable to the majesty and the glory that abides within the Lord Jesus. He was very God and very man. But in His nature, in His character, what we call the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, goodness, temperance, long-suffering, these attributes, which are of the very nature of God, we also should possess them. Jesus taught love when He was upon the earth. He told His apostles that they would be known as His disciples because of the love they had one for another. And sometimes when we see the things that occur, or perhaps that you have experienced in the church, no wonder the world looks at us with uplifted eyebrows, if you will, when we're pleading with the sinner to come to Christ. They hear the wrangling of the saints. They see politics and the higher circles fighting one another, and churches grabbing members from each other. And even the unrighteous, even the sinner, will shake their heads and saying, not me. I can fight without getting in religious circles to do it. Unfortunately, it's not to our merit that these things have occurred. In fact, when you look at it, that's why the different denominations were born, because obviously there was some, not only perhaps new insight, there was an unwillingness to get along with the current group, so they went and formed their own. Isn't that true? Even in the business world, right? People move on so they're not approving of what they've experienced. Not in every case. You have to understand, I speak sometimes in generalities, but there is truth in these kinds of things because of human nature. But beloved, the good news is there is a move of God. The Holy Spirit, even though in periods of time like we call the Dark Ages historically, there were still those in the British Isles, the Celtic saints, who really loved God. There were miracles. God never was without a remnant. And so there is a move, beloved, across this land, across the earth. The Spirit of the Lord is being poured out upon all flesh, Joel speaks about, in the various denominations. There is a move of God's Spirit, and it's catching fire. He's igniting the saints. The flames of God's fire are leaping forth. In 2 Chronicles 7:14, we read these words, "If my people, which are called by my name," we hear this, it's a very familiar passage, but hear it with new understanding. If you, brother, if you, sister, if I will, since we are called by his name, if we will humble ourselves anew before the Lord, if we will consecrate ourselves, if we will pray and seek my face, the Lord says, and turn from our wicked ways, their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, I will forgive their sins, and I will heal their land. That refers not only to a nation, but to the land that we occupy, the home you occupy, your metron of authority, your family, your loved ones, your extended family. This is a principle of God, and I spend a lot of time emphasizing principles so that we can grow in our knowledge and understanding of the ways of God. And to humble ourselves, we must come before God on our knees. Now, that may be actually physically if we can do it, but it means spiritually. You may not be able to get down on your knees. You might not be able to get up again. The Lord understands our physical infirmities and the limitations of age, for example. But the point is, in the spirit, we must humble ourselves. We must admit that we are nothing outside of the grace of God. He is everything. And without the Lord, we can do nothing. We need to confess not only our sins, but our shortcomings, our failures. And this is not a hard thing. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. My yoke, the ways of God, the things I'm asking of you, my yoke is easy, and my burden that I would place upon you is not crushing, it's not devastating, but it's light." Can we hear the Spirit of the Lord speaking to us? David said that he humbled himself with fasting. And this humbling process doesn't just mean prayer and fasting alone. As I've said over and over again over the years, it's a principle. It's denying yourself. However he speaks to you to do it, with food or juices or entertainment or something that is pleasing to you, it's a coming before the Lord in humility, coming down from the things, separating ourselves. That's the point of the Sabbath. The Sabbath principle is still in operation today. Stop the activities, the work, the things that we're constantly involved with, and set a time of resting, being with God, not just spiritually, but physically resting, doing the things that God would speak to our hearts, that we can have true, quote, recreation, which is really recreation, refreshing of our spirit, soul, and body, the tripartite aspect of man that we are. That's why he gave that. Even God set an example. He rested on the seventh day, right? So as we seek the Lord, as we humble ourselves before him, all through the Bible, through the prophets, through those who were authors of sacred texts, he talks about the end of those who are proud and haughty. And there's a need to dig out, if you will, the wells of our fathers, the things that have always been true. Seek the ancient ways, the good way wherein we should walk. Let us dig forth those springs of living water, and where the love of God flows, and there's a commonality. There's no difference. We're looking at the inner man, and all Christians are alike to us. And it doesn't matter if their hair's a little different or the color of their skin. It's not the outward appearance. Remember when the Lord spoke to the prophet Samuel, he wanted him to anoint the next king of Israel. He thought, oh, it had to be Eliab. No, God does look. What the Lord told Samuel, he looks not on the outward appearance, on the height, on the strength, on the physical beauty or aspects of things that would make someone appealing, but he looks on the heart. And Isaiah said, oh, in the chapter 64, oh, that thou wouldest come down, that the mountains might flow down at thy presence, as when the melting fire burneth, the fire causes the waters to boil, to make thy name known to thine adversaries, that the nations may tremble at thy presence. Oh, that thou wouldest rend the heavens. Lord, come down. We need an outpouring of your Spirit. Beloved, we need the fire of Pentecost burning in the pulpits again, in the pews again, the humbling of self, consecrating ourselves, humbling ourselves before the Lord, repenting of sin, crying out, as Isaiah said, oh, that thou wouldest come down and rend the heavens. That beautiful passage in Isaiah, I just want to read a little bit more. Verse 4, for since the beginning of the world, men have not heard, nor perceived by the ear, neither hath the eye seen, O God, beside thee, what he hath prepared for him that waiteth for thee. Thou meetest him, if we will do this, he meets him that rejoiceth and worketh righteousness, those that remember thee in thy ways. But he says, behold, thou art wroth. He's, as he did, as he spoke to the seven churches, he's speaking to us today. For we have sinned, in those is continuance, and we shall be saved. But we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousness are as filthy rags. And we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind have taken us away. There is none that calleth upon thy name, that stirreth up himself to take hold of thee. For thou hast hid thy face from us, and hast consumed us. Why? Because of our iniquities. Be not wroth, very sore, O Lord. He says in verse 8, but you are the Father, we are the clay, thou art our potter, and we are all the work of thine hands. That is the fact. We are the works of his hands. So let us return to the Lord. Let us repent, if you can hear the word of the Lord, and in sackcloth and ashes, if you will, so that he may rain righteousness down upon us. Praise God. Well, with the Lord's help, I will conclude this message tomorrow. I invite you to join me. If you have prayer needs, whatever those areas that you need the support of agreeing prayer, the announcer will give our contact information. I will pray for you. If you email, I will confirm receipt. I will pray. And if you'd like a personal answer, I invite you to share your mailing address. I love you. Thank you for your prayer support. I pray for you every day, my radio family, my UCM partners. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.